This episode of the Accounting Insiders podcast is brought to you by Out of the Box Technology. Out of the Box Technology is your partner in accounting data services. With over 7,500 industry migrations performed and an expansive network of third-party integrations, a partnership with Out of the Box will augment your advisory practice and turbocharge client accounting operations. Visit outoftheboxtechnology.com/insightful-accountant to get started. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Accounting Insiders podcast. My name is Gary DeHart. I am the publisher of Insightful Accountant and the host of Accounting Insiders. Today, my guests are Dawn Brolin, the designated motivator, CPA, CFE. What other letters you have back there, Dawn?
I try to stick with ABC because it's simple for me to remember. You know what I mean?
Are you still a softball coach? You still doing that?
Yep. Yeah, I think this may be wrapping that up, but for now.
So, well, I'll give you a bar to shoot for. My dad has been coaching Little League Baseball except for about maybe two seasons since I was 10.
Wow. That's a long time.
But I'm only 18 now. So, yeah. So he's in his
16th
I don't know
year.
What number he's in. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, so he's done it. I guess it's, what's that? Almost 47, 48 seasons that he's coached. Loves it.
You sometimes you just have to, you get to that point where you're like, it's been a great run, but
very nice. She's already at it. Here she goes.
There it goes.
And then our other guest is Rhonda Scherter, who is the Senior Director of Product Management at ADP. Rhonda, welcome. Welcome back, actually.
Thank you. Yes. It's been a while, but I think I was your, it's been a while.
You were the first person on the podcast. How about that?
Wow. This is huge.
Yeah. I know you're jealous, Dawn.
I'm not worthy to be here. Should I just get out or what?
You were too busy motivating people when we started. So.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
That's what it was. So, Rhonda, what does that mean?
My partner in crime.
Yep.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Senior Director of Product Management at ADP.
Yeah. So, I work with the product management team and developers and UX designers to really, my role is to really understand, the what's working well and where we have opportunities to improve our overall product solution offerings to the accountant community. So my focus has really been on the accountant community, learning your pain points, what's working, how can I make you more efficient? Where is the industry going? And what kind of tools and services can I help provide that will make you more effective in your roles? And ADP can be your partner in this journey of, providing solutions for small business owners.
So you have to fight the beast of ADP to on the behalf of the accounting channel, right?
ADP loves accountants. It's not that much of a fight. And, the accountant partners that we work with, like Dawn, they're such a pleasure and they're so knowledgeable that, it's just a true pleasure to build these solutions for you.
Yeah. So do you end up spending, how much of your time do you end up spending, face-to-face with accountants?
As much as possible. You're a fun group to hang out with, I have to admit. As much as I can, I would say maybe it depends. It ebbs and flows based on your availability too. Like sometimes you guys go into hiding for certain seasons and you don't want to talk to me. But as much as I can, we're out at the shows, Scaling New Heights, all of the industry shows, really trying to get front end feedback from you, firsthand feedback from the users. So love being on the floor. I will be at Scaling New Heights. So if you see me there, feel free to come and tell me what's wrong. I'd love to help try to fix it. We call frequently, we have advisory boards. We're really out there trying to understand. And, Dawn can attest to, as we're building the solutions, we come back to you and say, does this work? And we tweak and tune it until we make sure we really have something that's going to help drive value.
Yeah. Dawn, what's your experience been just in Accountant Connect and leveraging that within your practice?
Yeah, for me, and we'll talk through some of this, but for me, it's we just don't make we don't allow our clients to choose their payroll provider. That's just how we operate. And the reason for that is efficiency, number one. Of course, everybody wants to be efficient. I don't want to have to figure out where I'm going to log into 18 different types of payroll companies. I want to go to one place. I want everything in that spot. That's one of my biggest benefits is, I'll do something like a reasonable comp analysis. And once you do that, a lot of people don't go into their payroll and change their salary to the correct reasonable comp. So what I love is I can just jump in there while I'm meeting with them and go, yep, let's just go in here and change this now and get it done. And so that just that efficiency is there, but also the tools that we use. And I just find that I live in ADP quite a bit, which is abnormal if you think about usually payroll, you just go in to do your payroll, right? You don't necessarily log in because there's tools or resources that you can use. And so I think that that's just been for me, especially from an advisor's perspective and trying to do more business advisory, not so much, just tax work or just bookkeeping work, but trying to pull everything together to give my clients the best advice I possibly can. And this just helps me, again, just be really efficient and have access to those tools at any time. And it's great.
Yeah, I mean, that was really the point of building Accountant Connect, right? Was, working with the accountants is they wanted easy access to all of their clients in one place, free access. So Accountant Connect is free. Anybody can register for it. Of course, you get the most value once you start linking your ADP clients to it, but there's a host of other free tools and resources in there that you get just for registering. But it was really to provide that seamless client access and then give you a host of tools and resources where, if you need calculators, if you need information, how can you quickly get that without having to have multiple logins, go into a client's account, go through a client and wait for them to get back to you. This is just everything at your fingertips. And I always like to say there's something in Accountant Connect for everyone, whether you're a payroll processor, auditor, tax research, bookkeeper, there's something really in here for everyone. So, I encourage you to log in, play with it. We have an intro video that walks you through all the tools and resources, but there really is something in there for everyone. And I'm excited to kind of go through what's the latest within the last 6 months or so that we've added, because we continue to invest and add. And in this experience dedicated specifically for our accountant partners.
Yeah. So before we dive into that, how long has it been around? And were you here when it started?
I've been here since the beginning. So it's been an incredible journey, but we officially went live in February of 2017. And since then, we've grown to over 60,000 firms that are leveraging Accountant Connect. With linked clients where they get that seamless client access, all the access to the tools and resources, and are leveraging it to service their clients and drive efficiencies in their firm.
So from where it started, like when I sat around the table or whiteboarded and said, we want a product that does X. Like, is it where you thought it would be by this time? Like, it's been what, when'd you say it kicked off? 17, 8,
Yeah,
18?
2017, February of
Okay.
2017 is when it kicked off. And I would say we originally focused on the efficiency part of it. And then over the last couple of years, we've really tried to strengthen the advisory opportunities and tools and resources that we can do. So I think it's probably exceeded where I thought it would go.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where it goes next. I think there's lots of opportunity, with data being ADP's middle name and how critical data is. I think, there's endless opportunities of where we can go. We just work with our accountant partners to make sure that we're focusing on the right areas. We don't want to develop features that aren't going to solve a pain point or drive an efficiency for you. We want to make sure that what we're creating is really going to drive some value.
Right. Well, let's do this. Dawn, what are
Yes.
your and this isn't planned, so this is coming out of left field for you, using a base little softball baseball analogy
Absolutely.
for you there.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's your top three tools that you use within
Ooh, that's a
Connect?
tough one.
Well, if
All
there's four,
right.
you can go four. I mean, you are a rule breaker, so
Yeah, that's for
but if you had
sure.
to go with three, what would it be?
I would definitely say one of the best things I love is the service requests. So it's an area in ADP's Accountant Connect that allows us to submit a notice. So notices are inevitable, folks. In case if you're like, imagine a small business owner comes across this, I'll just tell them right now. They're inevitable. Why? Because you've got states that don't process returns fast enough, so they're thinking they're late, all these other things. So we get these notices, and we've got to do something with them. So with ADP, we can go in, add a new service request. We put in the notes, kind of like, "Hey, client got this notice. Can you please, take a look and handle it, whatever." Attach a copy of the notice so it's easy to upload, put it all in there, submit it, and then you can track it. It'll show you updates on where that notice stands. So you get a person assigned to you, and it's all like, I can just log in and take a look at where the notice stands because the client is going to continue calling me. So that's service request is probably one of my favorites only because I don't have to deal with the notice. I just need to get it to ADP. And I love that. And that saves the client a lot of money as well. So I think that that's like kind of a thing that's cool. I'm a big fan of the analysis tools. So the analysis tools, we're able to go in, take a look at what's happening within the client base. So we've got, obviously, you can see here like client activity. We can see if there's new jurisdictions. I love that. This allows us, from an advisory perspective, to look at different things that are happening within the client's business. We can look at their analytics to see, who's got what's happening within each of the clients. You can see here just like the turnover, headcount, hires, information. Again, data, as Rhonda mentioned, the whole data conversation. They're able to take the data related to our clients and analyze it for us so that we can then have intelligent. Imagine that, having intelligent conversations with our clients with information that ADP has basically put on a platter for us. And we could say, "Hey, wow, this is really interesting. You've got, at your company, 4.5 years, it's about your average people are staying. So if you think about that, you've got people who are on the brink of that 4.5, 5 years. What are we doing as far as their plans, what HR, are we giving them raises? Do we give them extra bonuses, whatever it may be, to keep those employees?" So, and there's many more, I won't go through all of them, but really, really enjoy the analytics. And of course, I mean, for us, using the calculator. So as we're working with a client, making suggestions and just saying, "Hey, what would the salary look like?" So for instance, when we do the reasonable comp, which I really like this calculator because they'll say, "Well, what's my net going to be?" So I can go in and say, "Okay, based on your reasonable comp, let's plug it in here. Going to be, $172,000 a year." And then we can go ahead and say, "You're getting paid weekly." And it'll give us how, the net, that what's the take home? That's always the question. What's the take home? And so we're able to use these types of calculators again, instead of guessing and saying, "Oh, it should be around this." We always love those guesses. You have different tax credits and things. Again, just really allowing us to use the power of the tools and the resources that are within here. Those are probably the three that I use the most on, of course, outside of just going in and taking a look at things. But the reports and tax forms are, you said I could have four, but the reports
If you
and tax
want.
forms, like those being able to, so think about so we pull down all the reports. We want all the reports to be able to put them into, we use Smart Vault for our permanent document storage. And we want to be able to go in and put those in those folders for the client primarily. They'll ask, "We need a copy of a 941 for X, Y, and Z," whatever it may be that they need it for. We can schedule them, create them, and have them just actually populating for us. We're able to get those to the clients, get them in there, because another thing that we're really heavy on from a tax perspective is having work papers. We need these reports in order to have the proper work papers. So that, as we're going through, the tax return, we're putting on gross wages. We want to make sure everything's tying out. Now it should, because we're using general ledger. So everyone just back off on general ledger, where it's automatically dumping the journal entry into QuickBooks. Because by the way, I don't need all that detail in QuickBooks or Xero or whatever you're using. I don't need all that detail. I need the detail, but not necessarily in the financial data file. But the fact that it all posts in there correctly. So now I'm on to five. I know. I'm sorry. We're getting ahead
I'm
of ourselves.
shocked that you would go outside of the boundaries that I set for you. That's shocking to me.
Yeah, I'm a rule breaker.
But
I can tell you that.
do proceed.
Do proceed. Yeah. No, it's really what's awesome about it is like just thinking about S corporations that are usually top of mind, where the general ledger, when it comes in, when the journal entry comes in, the simple fact that we can separate officers' compensation in a journal entry for those that are the officers, separated from the wages of the rest of the company, because on the tax return, that's how it has to be entered. It seems really silly, but if it's not done that way, we have to go in, look at the officer's paychecks, back it out of the gross pay. Like, now I've got more work. You want to talk about efficiencies? I just want to be able to look at a P&L and be able to do that tax return right off of a P&L. But at the same time, having the reports and the backup to prove whatever it is we may need, whether it be for an audit, a Department of Labor audit, any of those types of things, really powerful to have all of that in one spot.
Sure, you don't want another?
No, I'm going to stop, because then Rhonda and I won't have anything to talk about.
Dawn did kind of hit on a couple of the key items that I wanted to talk about that are new. So for those that might be listening that are existing users of Accountant Connect, we have just recently added two new features here, which is fiscal year reporting. So that ability to run reports for audit purposes, workers' comp, et cetera, that crosses a calendar year boundary. So that fiscal time period, you can do that and we'll total that across that calendar year boundary. And a new Excel output. So this is just out, went live April 29th, I believe. And this is true Excel worksheet format, you know, where you can manipulate the data, run pivot tables, copy paste, do whatever you need to. This is really targeted toward our power users like accountants who really need access to that raw data to do what you need to do with that data. So really excited about this. We're seeing some great feedback. It's been a long time ask of our accountant partners to bring this capability. Previously it was just PDF. So this is now out there. You can do it in batch format. So if you request three reports for, say, Amanda's Bakery and you want the Excel output, it's going to give you one Excel document, each tab with one of those reports in it. So really fast, efficient way to get data, and now in a very workable format for accountants.
Yeah, this
one. So that's one. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say this is huge, especially for the workers' comp. Now, everyone should be on workers' comp pay as you go. But for those clients who are not on workers' comp pay as you go through ADP specifically, because then you won't have to have the audits. But if they're not and they're sticking to their same spot, some industries can't do workers' comp pay as you go. And those are some of the things that we come into challenges. But the fiscal reporting, because again, some people maybe complain because the details aren't in their QuickBooks. Let's just use QuickBooks as the example because it's the only one I use. But that detail isn't in there. So when an auditor is like, hey, we need to see the payroll reports for our fiscal year, you know, for 5/1/2024 to 5/1/2025, we historically couldn't give that. We could only give them the quarters and then say, hey, this was the total. We run the P&L and give them that. This makes it a lot more clear for those workers' comp auditors. And certainly I know a lot of my fellow colleagues love to be able to dump them into Excel to do different things. It's not, you don't want to download those, manipulate them and give them to say the workers' comp people necessarily. Like you want to make sure that those data and those data numbers are still intact and whole, but being able to do some charts and some graphing to see, you know, what are our managers making, those kind of things, really nice things like that is what a lot of people are using. But this was huge, this improvement.
Very excited. And Dawn hit on it quickly just to highlight this client analytics is also a very new feature, right? So, you know, some use cases that are really key for this, if you were a firm that specializes in all restaurants or all dentist offices or franchisees that have multiple locations, this gives you the ability to compare those businesses against each other. Again, this is using ADP Data Cloud, using our anonymized payroll data, but you can actually compare and look at benchmarking data for how these businesses are doing against each other. So you have five franchisee locations. You can say, hey, you know what? This one's having a turnover issue. Maybe it makes sense. Maybe there's a new manager or maybe they just got rid of a manager that people didn't like, but you know, it helps identify those potential issues that you should be reaching out to your clients. So that's another brand new area that just released in the last couple of months.
That what you just outlined there sounds a little bit like advisory, actually telling your client something and giving your client advice and giving them a heads up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
A scary word. So speaking of that, and this may be on your list, but that advisory opportunities, what is that?
Yeah. So I can't remember if we talked about this one last time, but this is relatively on the newer side and we continue to expand it as well. But this is really advisory opportunity. So it is leveraging our data, what we know about your clients, what states they're in, what locales they're in, how many employees do they have, what industry are they in, and running that against, you know, compliance rules and propensity scores. Like clients like this typically have this solution set. So within this view here, you can easily see, you know, what products does Amanda's Bakery have with us today, where I might have already referred, and these little kind of triangles, they show where there's an opportunity. So you can kind of work through the table, or you can go to opportunities for your review. So this is something our account advisory board said, you know, just give me one list and give me the data that says why you're making this recommendation, right? Like, I don't want to hunt and peck. This is really, you know, giving you that, you know, because Amanda's Bakery has 10 employees and she's in specific states and we don't see that she has a workers' comp plan, like she may be out of compliance. And you can quickly, just with a few clicks, you can refer that to ADP. It's going to give the information to your dedicated sales rep, and they will follow up on that with that client on your behalf. You can share the information with the client. So maybe you're not ready to engage with sales, but you want to have and tee up a conversation with Amanda's Bakery. You can share information with that client just with a click. Say, hey, you know, I was looking at your information and you might be a good fit for this. Let's talk about if you're in compliance and here's some resources about it. So you don't have to attach anything. You don't have to send an email separately. It's going to happen directly from here. Or perhaps maybe Amanda has it somewhere else and is not using our wonderful pay-as-you-go product. And you can just dismiss that opportunity. So, you know, quick, easy way for you to advise your clients really quickly, right? Like, we're giving you everything that you need to do with just in a few clicks. You can do that. And then you can track your actions.
Okay. And you said that is relatively new or?
Yeah. Within the last 6 to 12 months, I think. And we just added R&D tax credits in there as well. So we're continuing to evolve, improve our recommendations, and build that out further.
Yeah, just some really, really powerful stuff at our fingertips. You know what I mean, Gary? So you're like, especially the compliance ones, right? Those are the ones that we should be like, hey, let's make sure. A really great example is like New York. New York is, you know, as far as workers' comp goes, they are psychotic and they will charge you a bazillion dollars if you don't have workers' comp. So anytime, you know, to periodically have someone pop in here and just take a look and say, we have any compliance issues with compliance. You know, maybe somebody hired a person in New York. We didn't know about it because, oh, do they tell you when they do that stuff? No, they don't. So, you know, and who's going to go in there and go look and see, oh, is there anybody? Let's go look at the employee list. Is anyone in New York? Like, let's do that once a month. No, said no one ever. So just being able to quickly take a look and go, because the compliance issues are what we're the most, I'll say, afraid of, which we should be. So this just really makes it easy for us. And like Rhonda said, easily dismiss it. Yep, give them a call. Hey, we saw you hired somebody in New York, you know. Did you get workers' comp there? Now there's a lot of controversy around that because a lot of times the clients will say, well, you handle my payroll. Well, I don't handle your payroll. ADP handles your payroll. They're like, you should have known to get workers' comp. And then there's, now we got a bad client, you know, a situation and they're mad and you're like, you didn't hire, you know, if you're not an advisory client, you're maybe I just do your tax return. Like, I don't run your business for you. Like, that's your responsibility. But this at least gives us some opportunity to say, hey, I want to cover their butts, if you know what I mean. I want to make sure, hey, you know, we may not do full service for them and have them, but they do use ADP and we can keep our eye on them just the same. And maybe we can turn them into advisory clients because we are being proactive and saying, hey, listen, have you been watching for this and that? Did you think about this? And that's the value that we want to add to people, not preparing tax returns. Those are anyone, you know, I don't say anyone can do it because anyone can't do it, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, the values in being able to advise and help them with staying in compliance, but also, I mean, retirement's a great example because, you know, that's how you retain employees, giving them an opportunity to have a retirement plan or those kind of things outside of just regular, just getting paid. And yes, there's certain requirements in states now that minimum number of employees, but at the same time, so what if there's only two? Why wouldn't you still want to have a retirement plan, even though it's not required? So it just really feeds our ability to give that value.
Right. And are you using this tool? Do you use this tool often?
Absolutely.
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer to me, but.
Yep. I pop in there. Well, usually because I do my own payroll. So I do my own payroll. I go and I pop in and I'll say, hey, let me just click in to the, let me just go take a little quick look in the advisory opportunities, see if there's anything in there new this week or this month. You know, because I do payroll weekly, so I'll just pop in and see what's up. And so, yeah, and the notifications are great too. That's, I love that you have that.
So
the advisory opportunities, they're kind of filtered wherever you're working, right? So we try to, you know, make them contextual. So if you're working just in the client list, you can access them here as well.
Yeah.
You can access them within a client. So you could be here and you could just take action directly here. Like, we try to make it super easy. Reduce the number of clicks wherever you are, front and center, however you work, you have easy access, whether it's in the notifications or in the clients, or if you specifically go to advisory opportunities, like, they're there for you to leverage and take advantage of wherever you're working.
Right. Then are some of the, and it's made probably varies by the accountant, but I mean, are there revenue share opportunities with some of those advisory opportunities that show up?
They are. And I have to admit, I don't know the specifics, but yes, right. There are for some of them. Yeah.
And it probably varies. I mean, Dawn, you can probably speak to it better, but about certainly better than I can, just about, you know, rules and regs, right?
As far as
when you can and can't.
Yeah. So, and yeah, there are different rev share. Now, I'm a big fan of the rev share program, and I'd love to tell people why, because I know some people can't. If you're in auditing, there's certain rules where you can't. Right. Accept referral fees. For many of us, you just have to state it. So in my engagement letters, on my website, those kind of things, hey, we may recommend technology to you and we may receive a referral fee for that. What I love about that for ADP for me is that, so the regular rev share where I bring on a client, I get them into run, we get them started, there's a rev share, a continuous rev share program every quarter. What's great about that is when we do work for clients and we handle some payroll related things, they get the notice and all these other things that we're kind of the mediator between ADP and the client. The client thinks we're ADP, and that's just how, whether we get rev share or not, that's what they think. But I don't have to charge them to handle notices. I don't have to charge them to go in and update a W-4 or change a direct deposit. Maybe not me, maybe my bookkeeper. So whatever, but it allows us to get some compensation, is the way I look at it. It's compensation for the things I'm doing for my clients that I'm not charging them for because ADP provides me with a rev share. Workers' comp has a bounty that you can get. There are some other services that you can get bounties for, not like the continuous rev share, like when you're referring payroll over. But for me, it's like I said, I'm not having to worry about nickel and diming my clients. I've already got them covered because ADP, I'm basically, they're paying me to help you. So it's kind of a reverse engineered type of system. And I just think it's great. Again, if you can receive rev share, why wouldn't you? And it's going to save your clients money because they're going to pay you instead of the client paying you.
I love how you think about that, Dawn. It's so smart. You're going to do it anyway. You're going to support your client. You're going to answer the question.
Right.
Right. And this is kind of a way to compensate you for that time without passing that expense on to your clients.
Yep.
Have you ever had anybody say, I don't believe that your recommendation is solid because you're getting paid? Have you ever had anybody take issue with it?
I haven't had anyone take any issues with it. I think it's because I think they understand the reason why we do that. So, and you know, the first time they get a notice, they're super thankful. They're right. Thankful that they can get me the notice, meaning they'll get me the notice. They know I'm not going to be sending them a bill. They don't even have to worry about it. Open communication. It just, you know, because nobody wants to talk about money. I don't want to talk about it either. I really don't. I want to just do my work. I mean, of course, we all have to feed our families. That's why we need the money part. But at the end of the day, I haven't had anyone. Do I think about it? Sure. Do I think that people might think that? Sure. But again, the way I see it is the way I need to run my practice, right? I've got to get things done for clients. I've got to get things done. I've got to be as efficient as possible. And I like to say productive more than busy. I like to be really productive in when I'm doing things. And if I explain that to them, they're like, I don't care. I'm like, you know, you're going to take care of my stuff. That's all I care about. I just don't want to get in trouble with anything. You're going to notice I freak out. People freak out over that stuff. They do. They like panic that they got a notice from someone that they, oh, there's a penalty involved in it or something like that. And they just freak out. And you're like, calm down. Notices are normal. We can take care of it. So it gives them that peace of mind too. And they're not going to get, you know, I'll charge $500 an hour to deal with that stuff. So you want to pay me $500 an hour, or you want me to get a referral fee from ADP? You pick.
Right.
Because I can decline the referral fee if that's what you want, and I'd be happy to charge you instead. That'd be a weird one. But if that's what you want to do, okay.
There are some strange individuals, so you never know what you might come across. So what else, Rhonda, what else we have out there that we want to make sure people are aware of, just of recent?
Yeah, I mean, those are the main new enhancements. Yeah. There's one other one. It's in Run, but I wanted to call it out. We're kind of talking about it in our products and services area here, is the new ID registration services that we are offering. So this is both integrated within the Run powered by ADP payroll solution. So if you are adding a new state or something, you'll automatically be prompted with this service. Where ADP will go and register and get that ID, and it will automatically flow back into Run. So no more, you know, your client going to get it or somebody else trying to help you get it or the accountant trying to get it. It will be seamlessly integrated into the payroll solution to get that ID to ensure compliance, avoid errors, avoid notices going forward. And then we also offer it as a standalone option. If you have clients outside of ADP that need an ID, you can access that from ADP.com, and there's a discount for our Accountant Connect users to be able to leverage those services. But I think this has been a really great enhancement. I'll let Dawn talk about it, but just taking more of the pain out of the process.
Yes, and what a painful process that is. This is something I've wanted. I've been talking about this since I've been with ADP. Is like, okay, so a client hires somebody in a new state, and then my rep is like, hey, Brolin, they can't run the payroll without the state ID. Or they're a brand new client and they come to us, they're just starting payroll. And so they've got their EIN, but they don't have any state registrations. And then they're like, well, we can't do this. We gotta wait for that. And I'm like, can you just do this, please? Like, this is not my expertise, is to register businesses for those. And there are other services you can use, but why would I want to use a service outside of ADP when they can just do it for us? It flows all in. They're tracking it to make sure, you know, because when you do that, you register for it. I know in Connecticut, you go and you register withholding, and then you're like, all right, it's a waiting game. There's no way to find out what the process is. We don't know where it is. When is the client going to get it? First of all, here's this great one. When is the client going to get the piece of paper, that one piece of paper that has the withholding number on it, that and also has the PIN number that you need in order to do the things you need to do? Is the client going to open the envelope? Are they going to get that to us? Do they care? 100% they don't. So when somebody like ADP is in control of it, we know it's going to get done. We know it's going to get into that payroll much faster than anything we could possibly do. And, you know, it's a game changer, I think, certainly for us, because getting those registrations done are every state's just so different. We just don't have any consistency across the state. So this is a huge service, and we take advantage of it. I'm like, yeah, Nina, that's my rep. I'm like, Nina, get that reg number. You go, girl. And I don't even, I know it's not her, but I don't care. It isn't me. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
You know, anybody but me. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So down on your, I guess it's the left-hand side there, CCH tax resources and CPE learning. What are we looking at there?
Sure. So this is going to just pop up another tab, but the CCH resource library. So this is full access to, the Wolters Kluwer CCH Resource Library or Answer Connect. It includes the master tax guide, the current year, past years. It has all the federal, state, international tax news, everything really at your fingertips here. So the U.S. master tax guide. I'm sure there's a lot of firms out there that might purchase this service on behalf of their firm. It is available to you in Accountant Connect for free.
That's huge. Huge. Yeah. And just being able to search in and try to research, if you're trying to research a particular tax matter, this has been a huge tool for us that we've used as we go through tax season. And I love it because it is on the computer and not the physical book. I'm not a physical book girl. I'd rather be able to search and do what I want to do online. So that's been really great. International tax, you can all have that.
I think that's interesting adding in the international though, because I mean, I think a lot of small businesses probably have employees now, like, you know, with virtual and outsourcing, it could be helpful. So, but it's all 100% here available.
Right? Yeah. And then the CPE learning, Rhonda, the CPE learning, I did my IRS tax update through the CPE learning. And so I think I got it for a total, I think it was $450 for 16 hours of tax updates, business and personal, which is extremely inexpensive comparative to if you were, let's say, going to go in person, because I don't even know if they still do those anymore, but they used to, where you go in person to your tax updates, which are a couple grand and two full days out of the office, although you're out of the office for the 16 hours, but you're sitting at your desk and you're good. But the CPE learning, all kinds of different content, lots of really good content available to you, again, for, you know, some for free, some charged, but again, huge discounts.
Yep. And on demand. And, you know, you can even request that ADP come do a CPE class in your office. So very flexible, lots of resources there for the CPE link learning. Again, most of them for free.
That's awesome. And is that tracking your progress as well? And when I say progress, like credits earned?
Yes.
It will.
Is that track it? It does. Okay.
Fantastic. Well, just for that experience. So if you do have, you know, CPE outside of what we have through here, you're tracking that differently, which is so fun. But what's nice is everything there to go grab the CPE certificates and everything are all in one place. Which is really nice. So when we're all panicking to try to find all of those CPE certificates when we have to do our reporting, it's nice to try to do as much as I can through that avenue so that they're all right there. I really only have to do 20 because you can do 20 hours of actually presenting and giving webinars and 20 hours of your own. You have to, you know, obviously go to do other people's webinars. So it's nice for me because I just do my 20 right through there and then I'm covered. So it works out real well for me.
It's fantastic. So I know we've talked a lot about the product or the tool. It's not really the product, right? It's the tool. And, you know, some people might be watching this going, oh, this sounds like a sales pitch for ADP, but it's not. I mean, I think these conversations are important because there's people who, one, probably too many people who don't know the power of this tool. Mm-hmm. And as Dawn, you know, has talked about, and this is amazing of, you know, what you can do within it and the resources within it. And you have to have how many whole clients registered with ADP?
To get access to this, you don't have to have any. You don't have to get any. It's free. So, you know, you could come in here and you could register. You won't see any clients here. You won't be able to use the reports and tax forms, but you'll get access to the tools and resources that you can leverage and, you know, see the power. But then you start to get the power of it when you start linking clients, because then you get the analysis tools. Like, we can give you insights and information about your clients. So we can the more clients you have, the more we can give you in terms of empowering your firm with data and time saving efficiencies, the more clients. But the resources are free, so you don't have to have any linked. You know, but you get the value once you start linking your clients here.
Right. Now, Dawn, you talked about reasonable comp. Is that part of the ADP suite, or is that just that's a third party?
Yeah. So, well, they have compensation benchmarking. So a great tool for compensation benchmarking when you're talking with your clients about their salaries, what they're paying their people in the various states and things like that, which is super powerful when you're having those HR conversations with them, or they're looking to hire a new manager or those kind of things. And they're like, well, what are managers in the restaurant industry, you know, in my state making these days and things like that. So the industry insights, I think, is super powerful as well, because that, again, is a little bit more geared towards that their industry specifically. So in this case, we've got construction up here. Again, you can get it down to the region, things like that. We found that that's really powerful. The one thing I did wanted to make sure I got in here as we're going through this stuff, I want people to level set that this is not a tool for just CPAs. We talk about CPE learning. We talk about the CCH tax resources, and we tend to gear towards that, but it doesn't matter what you're doing in the accounting industry, whether you're only doing advisory, you're only doing bookkeeping, you're only doing tax, you're only doing audit, whatever it may be. Audit may be a little bit different of an animal, but the rest of them, this is geared towards any accounting professional. And so sometimes I think that people overlook the fact that the bookkeepers, this is so important for them to be able to do advisory work, that they're, without them, we're nothing, by the way. Because if we don't have good books and good information and good data, we can't help the client. So, you know, I just, because sometimes people think, oh, well, this is just for CPAs because they got tax resources. No, it's absolutely not. It's 100% geared towards anyone who is talking to a client, and that client has payroll. And that's where I want people just to kind of level set their mindset with regards to ADP Accountant Connect is not just for CPAs. This is for anybody who's advising clients. And if you're not advising clients, you might want to start that. Really good. It's a lot more fun than just clicking on keyboards and doing boring taxes. Like, talk to the clients, help them grow their business. And that's something that we've had to work really hard to get to that point, because we are overworked. There's less accountants in the world than there are clients, a lot less. So we're very overwhelmed. So when you can find an opportunity to have those efficiencies to help you run and grow that business, so you can be, I would say, more on the technical training with the client, the business growth and the forecasting and all that, and get away from that mundane, boring day-to-day part, it's going to be more powerful. I have people who are still I have bookkeepers for my clients, because we don't do all of our clients' books, the ones that we do taxes for, who are still entering journal entries for payroll manually. I don't know what that's all about, but it doesn't sound very smart to me when you have something like General Ledger that will auto-sync to your QuickBooks file or zero or whatever. But that's just, we've got to focus. We've got to change our direction and the way we think about what we're doing for our clients. And it's been hard. It's been a hard road to get to, but we're getting there.
Yeah. And the opportunities, the exponential opportunities come when you get there, when you get your practice there.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know, even the fastest typist, right, it's only going, I don't know how fast that is, but it's a lot faster than me. But, you know, you can only do so many keystrokes in a minute.
100%.
But using a tool like that, where you can dig in and see, I mean, this is a great example, because, you know, what you're showing on the screens, because you can, again, you can look at your book of business, you can look at your customer base and see, you know, probably a dozen opportunities at any given time for something, right?
Right.
So Rhonda, we were going to tease the, what I ran across on LinkedIn that's, I guess, not fully out there yet, but so go ahead and hit that and then we'll wrap up.
All right. Yeah. So if you liked listening to Dawn and I, we are going to be releasing a new Accountant Connect certification program. So really going into a deep dive of all the features of Accountant Connect. We kind of touched on a bunch here and there, but we go into more real life, or Dawn goes into more real life examples of how she leverages this to drive efficiencies, how to set it up, and some other things that we didn't hit on today, but I think we hit on a lot, but there's a lot more. So it's detailed. It will be coming out. We'll offer a certification badge to really make sure that, you know, you're leveraging all the free tools and resources that are available in Accountant Connect for free.
Okay. Dawn, any last words?
Well, I would just say, level focusing firms, for them to think about, how are they running their firm? If you're allowing your clients to dictate where and how you do payroll, as the professional, we got this reversed here. A lot of times a client will come to us and they're like, okay, I'm on paychecks. You're like, okay, good. Can you get me, add me to the thing? Oh, I should probably mention other, whatever. And then there's maybe another payroll processor. And then now you've got 10 clients on 5 different payroll platforms. Really difficult to analyze data that way. Really difficult to be able to gain the insights that we've talked about here today. So, the way we approach it is that our business model, and that's how we say it, our business model is that we want to be able to do more than just have you run payroll. We want to be able to analyze at things that are happening, keep an eye on compliance areas for you. So we just tell our clients, you're moving to ADP, period. That's just, otherwise we're probably not you're not our ideal client, and that's okay. That's the great thing is you can say, you know what? You're just our ideal client. If they're on payroll is going to be with ADP. Why? Because I can have client insights. I have the tools that I need and resources to help that business grow and be better and be compliant. Where if I just let them go rogue, that's what I call it, letting them go rogue wherever they want, now I'm not able to do my job the way I know I can do my job. And so take a look at your firm, take a look at what you're allowing or not allowing to do. It's the same thing with accounting software. You know, we just don't service anything other than QuickBooks only because it's what we know, and we know it really well. And there's plenty of clients out there that use it. So just think of the efficiencies and the ways that you can improve your firm. And you make it your business model with the client, ideal clients that you want. And what are those parameters? One of ours is that if you're on payroll, you have to be an ADP. And it's okay if we need to refer you to someone else. I'm fine with that. And I'm not saying that if you're doing it that way, it's the wrong way. It's just not my way. And that doesn't mean that my way is the only way. Do best what's best for you, but make sure you are doing what's best for you. And what you're doing best for your clients, the clients don't always know. So I just like to finish with that because I think that's really important.
Yeah, no, that's great. Rhonda?
Thank you. I, always love chatting and sharing what's new. And, we have more things coming. So maybe we'll talk again in the future. Absolutely. But this has been great. Excited to see where we go next.
Great. Well, I know you'll be at Scaling New Heights. Where else will you be?
That's it. And then some partners are going, some other colleagues are going to, some of the other shows over the summer. So, I will definitely be at Scale.
Do you do ZeroCon? Cause you're connected with Zero, right?
We are connected. We have in the past. I am not sure if we're going this year. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's always a great show. We'll be there. Yeah. Nashville, okay. Go get some country on.
That's one of my favorite. I've been thinking about going because I've heard it's a great conference. I'm like, oh, well, just because it's Zero doesn't mean I can't go. Unless they kick me out or something, which would be super rude. But I've been kicked out of other things before, so it wouldn't be surprising.
Right. Yeah. Different reasons we don't have time to get
into.
Yeah,
we don't have time for that.
All right. And then, but we don't have a date yet on the certification.
Nope. So just keep tuned. An eye out. I'm sure we'll be publishing it on ADP.com.
I'll be tossing and pushing it out. Yeah.
And Dawn will help promote it. It'll be on social media. If you're part of Accountant Connect, we have a quarterly newsletter, so it'll be there. So we'll be pushing it out as soon as it's available.
Yeah. And make sure we hear about it. We can tell a bunch of people too. And Dawn, awesome. I'm assuming you're at Scaling New Heights, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't miss that conference. I'll be at Scaling. I'm going to the Maryland Society of Accounting and Tax Professionals before Scaling. And then I'm going to Bridging the Gap, talking about going to possibly ZeroCon. Last year I went to Digital CPA. I like that show too. But we'll see what other shows pop up that, I want to support. And just remember, the Accounting Cornerstone Foundation is sending 12 people to conferences this year. So real excited. Three will go to Scaling New Heights. Got a few other ZeroCon, going to send a few there. So we've got some new people that have never been to a conference before that we are all expenses paid sending to. We did 6 last year, 12 this year. So it's really exciting.
What is that? Get that a shout. I don't know what that is.
Sure. Yeah, we've myself and a handful of other professionals, accounting professionals, formed an organization called the Accounting Cornerstone Foundation, and it was founded at Appy Camp a couple of years ago. And as soon as I heard about it, I went and just said I went and applied for the 501c3, and off we went. And we found the value in in-person learning conferences like Scaling New Heights and ZeroCon and all these, where people are actually in front of each other and meeting each other. And I've found some of my best friends at conferences, and all of us collectively believe that a lot of our lives have changed in a lot of ways because of those conferences, getting out of your office and things. And people, either it's not affordable or there's anxiety and stress around going to a conference. I totally can see that, where, you know, it's, I'm one and there's, you know, 5,000 people here and I don't know anybody. And so I'm just not going to go. I'll just do it on my computer. But we find that in-person is so much more important. So we have 501c3, go to accountingcornerstone.org, and you can either donate. And, you know, we wanted to open it up so people could donate $20 if that's all they could afford, or 20,000 if they wanted to, like Gary will probably go online do today. Yeah. So
At least 100.
At least 100,000, but we wanted pesos. Pesos. We wanted everyone in the industry, and it's app agnostic, so it doesn't matter what company it is. It doesn't matter. It's all the accounting industry together, just doing something for other people. And so we raise the money, and then we pay for their flights, we pay for their hotels, we pay for their ticket if we have to pay for it. Conferences have been donating tickets for those particular people, which has been a blessing. Thank you, Joe Woodard. And so he's done that for us this year for Scaling New Heights. And then we have committees, people apply. We have committees that go through the applications and recommend. Then we have a committee that actually interviews them. And then we have a committee that picks them. And we have this whole, we're figuring it out. It's been a great experience. But we have found that then we meet with them. Actually, is it today or next week? We meet with the winners for Scaling. And so the board will meet with them, so they have familiar faces. Then when they get there, the first night we take them to dinner. So they meet people, they meet each other in person. And now we've got three people who are now bonded together through this awesome experience that they're not, you know, the anxiety levels go down, the money they don't need to worry about, and they can just go and have an experience like no other. And so it's been a great, we're building it, we're learning, but we're doing something. You know, we always talk about helping people, and everybody talks about helping people, but what are you doing about it? That's my love language, FYI. So I'm a show me, not tell me. Where my husband's a tell me and I'm a show me. So that's why we do well together for almost 27 years. But it's just been a great organization. Great people are involved in it. And we're hoping, we've changed 12 lives this year, and next year, maybe it'll be 24, and then maybe it'll be 48. And then who the heck knows where it goes from there. But even if we just help one person in the accounting industry be successful, then we've done our job.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Changing lives. You really are. That's amazing. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a full team effort. Trust me. There's, you know, I don't want to mention everybody, because then, you know, I'm going to forget somebody and then they're going to be mad at me.
Get somebody, you know, all in trouble.
Just, yeah. And then I'll be sad. I don't want that for me or anybody else. But yeah, but it's been great. You can go to accountingcornerstone.org. You can see everybody that's participating in it there. And you can donate, you can apply, and just try to change somebody's lives for the better, which this world needs desperately.
Absolutely. Well, good for you. Thank you so much for doing that. Yes. Thank you for being here, Dawn.
Thank you for having me, Gary. Appreciate You're it. Always awesome.
Absolutely.
Man.
We'll see you all in about a month.
Right? All right.
Yeah. In Orlando. Looking forward to it.
All right. Great. Thank you both.
Take care,
Thank
guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This episode of the Accounting Insiders Podcast is brought to you in part by Xero. Xero is a powerful cloud accounting software that improves efficiencies across your practice. With all client data stored on a single unified ledger, you and your clients can easily access and collaborate on the same set of books. Xero's advisor tools and automation solutions reduce time-consuming manual tasks and put data entry on autopilot. Work faster and more efficiently than ever before with Xero. Visit xero.com/accountinginsiders to learn more.